BBC News. A senior member of the governing African National Congress in South Africa has called on its entire leadership to step down, including President Jacob Zuma. Jackson and Tembo said everyone had to take collective responsibility for the chaos in the party, which he said was behaving worse than the apartheid government. Turkey says its forces in Iraq have taken part in the offensive against so-called Islamic State near Mosul, despite the Iraqi government's rejection of their involvement. Ankara said its artillery has helped Kurdish Peshmerga forces battling IS militants near the camp of Bashika. The top NATO commander in Afghanistan has criticized the leadership of the country's police and armed forces. General John Nicholson said basic mistakes were contributing to high and rising casualty rates, especially among the police. 10 months of political deadlock in Spain has been broken, clearing the way for Mariano Rajoy to be confirmed as Prime Minister. The opposition socialists have lifted their veto on a conservative minority government, and it's now probable Spain will have a new administration early next month. The US Senate subcommittee responsible for competition says it will hold a hearing later this year on the purchase of the media giant Time Warner by AT&T. A spokesman for the Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has also said there were a number of questions that needed scrutiny. The leader of Hezbollah in Lebanon, Hassan Nasrallah, has said his movement's MPs will vote for the election of the former army commander, Michel Aoun, as president at the next parliamentary session. Lebanon has been without a president for more than 2 years. Officials in Haiti say there are still at least 150 prisoners on the run after a breakout from a jail in the north of the country. The Justice Ministry says it's investigating whether prison guards had assisted in the breakout. BBC News.